This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Brand new day, brand new week, brand new year. We're anticipating a big New Year's celebration, and I don't know what you're doing. I'm going to Palm Beach to have a party. I don't usually go anywhere for New Year's. I've kind of pushed New Year's aside because I think it's nonsense. All these people that go out drinking and yada, 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 but I did get invited.
There's so many ways to ring in the New Year. It doesn't have to involve alcohol.
Right, that's right. You're right. It won't involve it with me. I guarantee you that. It just is this week we all eat more, back on the pounds, and so we're looking to Calitrin and perhaps other ways of losing the weight, being responsible. The holidays resulted in an increase of 3% in spending compared to the same period last year. So as I said a couple of times on the program today and over the last couple of days, you look ahead to the economy of 2024, because that's really what this week is more. You know, there are a lot of people that are steeped looking back at the year and what's this story and that story. And we'll do some of that on our New Year's program, because that seems to be the tradition. You look back over some of the news stories. What we'll do on the Talk Radio Countdown show this week and the accompanying Talk Radio review will be taking apart the biggest stories of the year and try to run up, is there a new angle to them, or you know, is it just a review of things, hashing things out? And then how much stuff, I want to take the list that was, I don't know if you can go back and find this, Jay, or not, to the list, the top 20 items that were on the Talk Radio Countdown show at the end of 2022, and how they compare to the list that'll be apparent as we get to the end of the year 2023. And so, anyway, but the thing that's
what's
good
on
here,
the list still, that would be it, yeah.
Yeah, right, yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's going to be some stuff that'll still be there, and certainly be a lot of Trump stuff, that's for sure. Anyway, spending rose across a lot of different categories this past week. Restaurants had the largest jump, 8% increase in restaurant business, according to the surveys that have been done in just the last day or so. So the economy remains strong. There will not be, I'm going to say this, I'm not buying that we're going to have a recession. There are some people that think, and I've seen, in certainly in the farm world that I'm in, the world has grown a little tighter in the last 6 or 8 months. It's not the same as it was earlier in the year. A lot of the auctions are not bringing in the kind of reserves that were, you know, some of the stuff, the tractors and things that are selling equipment has gotten, new stuff is so expensive that people are paying a lot more, or they had been during the year, for used equipment. That kind of fell apart in the last quarter, but now I can see that there are signs of things getting better, because in terms of used equipment, and this is true with used cars, used trucks, used most anything, because the new stuff is so expensive, the value of the dollar has been so shaken by the events of the last couple of years, and most of it came out of COVID and what happened to the economy because of that. And then I go back to thinking, okay, who's the beneficiary of all of this? And, you know, I point my finger at the Chinese. We have, it's such a strange reality, Jay, what the Chinese government is all about, how it is that we've enabled them through our business connections to thrive, in essence. And instead of thanking us, they've kind of turned it around and they want to attack us. They want to basically, what is that, you know, bite the hand that feeds you? You know, listening to this program, I have not been supportive ever of all of the business expansion that went on with China, because I didn't think it was healthy for us. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that's happened in the past year is the expansion of technology, the trade war that has happened. And I'm wondering about CES. I think we have Holland Cook coming on. He's usually the person that we go to every year. He goes to CES, the Consumer Electronics Show, that takes place the first week of January every year, and sort of sets the trend for a lot of the new things that are being sold. And one of them, I don't know that this is a popular item for discussion, but the semiconductor supply chain, which impacts a lot of the technology that you see at CES, excuse me, and elsewhere around the world, the Chinese have decided that they're going to cut back on the semiconductor supplies because they've been the ones that have made most of them. And we saw this. This was during COVID, actually. Remember, we couldn't get any cars or trucks because there were no the chips. They weren't making the chips.
Yeah.
And we were so dependent on China. Now they're making the chips here. They've built a few, I don't know who the companies are, that have built several large warehouses and also factories to manufacture these things. But a lot of it, you know, we were talking about the Chinese government and AI and how they're using that against the CIA. But there's back and forth with military modernization and all that. I'm just wondering what 2024 will bring. The whole reality of the supply chain wreaked havoc on the global supply chain, certainly affected us here. And so what's the year ahead going to be all about? It's just, you know, something that I was thinking about.
What kind of domino effect are we in for next?
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so the weather. This is a kind of an interesting reality. I was looking at how rare snow was around the country this year. The temperatures in Minneapolis, for example, hit a record high. And so here we go again, climate change and the new year. What's going to happen? Are we going to fix the problems, or is climate change accelerating? And, of course, this bunch in Washington are trying to figure out what to do. Here in California, and I think in New York State as well, there have been edicts on using natural gas to cook. And I think to myself, I've said in a number of circumstances, I'm involved in this development of a 63-unit group of homes. We're building an agrihood, which is a residential community and a working farm. And one of the things that the local gas and electric resource facility is trying to do is bribe us by offering us a $20,000 gift, basically, if we make the homes all electric. But I have resisted doing that because I remember what happened. History repeats itself. You go back to the 1960s, late 60s and early 70s, when there was this push to make all electric homes, you know, electric this, electric that, everything was like, nobody thought about electric cars then, but there was certainly a push for electricity, and the rates were great until everybody went to electric heating the homes and electric this, and then the rates went sky high. So what's to say that's not going to happen again? As a matter of fact, you could almost count on it happening again, because that's the way business works. And business is in collusion with government, big government. This administration is nuts about trying to force everybody into the same mindset about climate change, and it's just not working. It doesn't work for me. I'm not convinced that doing all this electric stuff is going to... Brendan and I were walking around his neighborhood yesterday in West Hollywood with Jasper, and we were at the intersection of a couple of streets. We're in, again, Brendan's neighborhood, and I'm paying attention to the cars that are driving by. And it was amazing. I'm listening for the sound of the engine. There's no sound because the engines, most of the cars, at least in that neighborhood or driving around there at that moment, were electric. I counted 12 cars in about a minute and a half that went through this intersection that were not internal combustion engines. They were electric. And so when you look at it with that perspective and think about, okay, how is this sales job taken effect in California. And why has it taken effect here more than it has in many other places in the country? Well, you know, there's been a lot of pollution here over the years. I remember when I first started coming to California 30 years ago, when you would land at LAX, you could see the five layers of smog. This one was dark, and that one was maybe not quite as dark, but there were layers, literal layers.
Of it, yeah.
Yes, right. And now they're not there. So there have, you know, the changes have brought about cleaner air for sure, but they were huge, huge changes that were made, and I just wonder about the car thing. Not for me, but listen. Does this stuff impact the weather as well? As I was saying, the snow didn't happen much. Does that dampen the holiday spirit? I think we run into New Year's and we want the snow to disappear as much as possible. There's a lot of, there's unusual warmth around the country. I'm looking at the weather map right now, Jay, because people are still, they do traveling over Christmas and New Year's, and it takes sometimes folks, you know, you spend the weekend, three or four days with relatives, and then you drive back and maybe take a little side trip here and there. There have been a number of disruptive winter storms that mostly, according to the AAA here, I'm looking at some of what's going on at the airports and where people are traveling. Looks like it's pretty clear in the east, but in the west, like the Rocky Mountain area, it's always tough. Denver is a horrible place at this time of year. I remember driving through, when Brendan moved Lock, Stock, and Barrel across the country, we rented a van, and we drove it across country, and it was Thanksgiving, I think, of the year. This has been 20 years ago, I think, maybe more, because he kind of followed me to California when I came here the first time. He wanted to come, and so he had a house, and he lived in the bungalow out back, and we moved all this stuff. We were driving a budget van and coming across Denver, and the snow was falling, and Brendan was driving, and he was scared. He said, "Dad, will you drive?" And, yeah, I drove, but you couldn't touch the brakes on the truck without it skidding someplace. You had to give yourself adequate room, and that's the kind of weather that's going on now in parts of Colorado and the Rocky Mountain states. So be careful as you drive, because that's the word to the wise. At 18 after, this is Good Day.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Is your phone plan messing with your savings plan? Don't get stuck paying for things you don't want. With Verizon, you only pay for what you need. And for a limited time, when you bring your own phones to a Verizon store, you'll get an amazing price on your plan. Plus, you'll save on things you actually love, like the Netflix and Max with Ads bundle. And it's on our award-winning 5G network. Bring your phones to your Verizon store today for an incredible deal. A better plan to save is Verizon. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket, and the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop, Swiffer Power Mop.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Half the hour now, the Good Day program. Here we are, excited about the opportunity to talk about yet another crazy Frenchman. The social media world is the trending stories include a story about the French actor Gérard Depardieu. Is that how you pronounce his name? Depardieu?
I was known as Gérard Depardieu.
Yeah, I think it is. Okay. Anyway, so it appears that Gerard has some rather interesting things in his closet that have been packed away for a while, and now they're coming to the fore, and there are a number of performers, mostly French actors and stars, that have come to his defense. So we'll tell you the story. You decide in your own mind whether he deserves to be defended or not. Right after this, we'll have the story.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Appy and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Hi, so Jay, Gérard Depardieu is being scrutinized for his behavior toward women during his career. Advocates for sexual abuse victims have expressed dismay of the way he's handled himself. But now there are also people, I don't know why it's all coming to the fore now. I remember hearing stories about this guy 20 years ago when he was doing The Three Musketeers, and maybe 30 years ago. He apparently is a pig, and all kinds of sexual assault charges have been leveled at him for years and years and years. So I'm not sure why it is that there are a bunch of figures, including other well-known actors and actors like Charlotte Rampling, who's a well-known French actress who are supporting him. This guy's 74 years old, so why now? What is the why? What's happened? Why well, the accusations surfaced?
Yeah, well, I think most recently he was handed preliminary rape and sexual assault charges in 2020. And there had been different allegations. But what I find interesting myself is that whenever you see these celebrities who are, whether or not they're actually charged, but whenever some kind of assault or rape scandal hits the news media, most people step away. This is an instance where there are over 50 people who wrote, came together to write an essay defending him, saying that he, all of these things being thrown against him and slandering his name are false and inaccurate. And it makes you think that you never want to victim shame anybody, and you also don't want to not believe a victim in the sense of, in the case of what happened, if they really are a victim, they're not lying. And unfortunately, there are too many instances nowadays where people do lie. They are trying to extort money out of celebrities and everything like that. But it's just interesting that most people, like, who have we recently seen? Chris Noth, Vin Diesel, I believe, has had different things. Diddy, all of these different people who have, whether or not it's actual charges, but allegations against them, most people
no
don't
charges.
Jump in to defend them. Yes, well, most people don't jump in to defend them, where there's so many people jumping in to defend Gerard Depardieu's character.
Well, maybe there's no fire to the smoke here in this circumstance. It'd be interesting to follow this in the new year. 28 after the hour now, a good day.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. This is the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Airports across the country bustling with activity as millions of holiday travelers either make their way home or embark on flights for New Year's destinations. There were approximately 3,700 delays, fewer than 100 cancellations for flights. This year's travel period should be the second busiest since 2019. Could offering to return a beverage container be the key to landing that next job? One top company manager says it's been a go-to tactic for finding his best job candidates. It's generated some heated discussion on social media, too. Australian executive Trent Innes spoke of this candidate interview approach on The Venture podcast with Lambros Fotios. Critics of the tactic say it's an unfair evaluation method. Innes says it helps to ensure a proper culture fit. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Everyone's strapped in tight. They'll ride it out.
Happy New Year, everybody. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. As we look ahead to the new year, got a couple of more days left in this year, and then it's poof, goodbye. Uri Geller is going to join us from Israel. I want to talk to him about whether he does New Year's resolutions or not, and also, obviously, an update on what's going on in the Israeli war, which may be coming to an end. That would be kind of a new thing. That would be a good thing. As long as they manage to take care of the bad guys, that is Hamas, before everything stops. Meanwhile, isn't that interesting, Jay? When you think about it, I'm just putting my mind into what happened during the war in Iraq. Remember when the Iraqis invaded Kuwait and George Bush, the father, said, we're not going to let this stand. So they went in to push the Iraqis out of Kuwait, which then General Schwarzkopf, who was in charge of the army at the time, said, let's go all the way to Baghdad and get rid of Saddam Hussein. And George Bush didn't want to do that because it wasn't in the scope of the UN resolution that gave them the permission to go drive the Iraqis out of Kuwait.
So he didn't. And then look at what happened after that. Look at all of the things that was like a domino effect. And I wonder about that, the whole business of the leaders of Hamas and what Hamas is doing, the same kind of stuff. In essence, it's aggression. And do we reward aggression by not getting rid of the aggressors? Because that's kind of what happened. And look what it cost us in Iraq. And does the same thing happen? You can make an argument on both sides. You know, the people who are kind of watching this, watching it closely, say, you know, there's a real danger that this could erupt into World War III. And so that's why...
Every day it seems more likely.
Talks. Yeah, well, but it's, then there's the conversation. The Russians want to stop fighting in Ukraine because they're getting their butts handed to them. And, you know, so does Hamas want to stop before... It, are we going to not go far enough? And that's what seems to be in the political realities of all of this is, you know, we want to stop because the PR is bad. The Palestinians are getting mistreated and all the protests and stuff. So we give in to our softer side, and maybe we shouldn't be doing that, at least in this case. And you know, there are lots of other arguments as well. You know, that where we should give in, give up, give back. I don't think that that should be the case, especially with our relationship in terms of the Chinese. There's a question that somebody posed to me that I thought was fascinating, and I'm going to pass it along to you, Jay, and to everybody who's listening. We all hear with the climate discussion, you know, what's happening along the Amazon River and all the deforestation and making room for more animals to graze in the Amazon basin. Nobody likes that. It seems that not a lot of people like it. They say that's part of the reason there's global warming and it's accelerating because we're ruining the banks of the Amazon River. So it came to me, this is the biggest, longest river in the world. It's 4,000 miles long. And it is also very wide, and because during the season, it's not like in most rivers, you know, it doesn't do like the tide doesn't go up and down. But during the rainy season, the Amazon River is 30 to 40 feet higher than it is during the normal, the rest of the year. So there was a study done to build a bridge. Do you realize that over the 4,000 miles of the Amazon River, there are no bridges? Not a one.
I don't think that. I ever thought about that.
There is
but
not
I'm,
a
one. I'm a little surprised.
Well, no bridges, 4,000 miles long, and it isn't because the idea didn't occur to anybody or somebody hasn't tried to engineer it, but it's so difficult to build a bridge where there is a 30-foot to 40-foot rise in the level of the water. So... you can't, you know, it could be along some of the breadth of the Amazon River, it's 3 miles wide. So how do you build a bridge? I mean, look down to St. Petersburg in Florida and the Tampa Bay area. There's a couple of bridges, I think, that are that long. But they can't submerge the pilings into the river because there's so much muck in it. And so you couldn't build, I guess the bottom line is you can't build a bridge like that over fresh water for that extent, because the water under the, it's, you know, you can do it in the ocean because there's a rock basis, even though it looks like sand, there's something, the sort of shale that's underneath is strong enough to put the pylons in to hold the bridges up, but you can't do that in the mucky stuff of fresh water. So I thought that was fascinating to read that there were no bridges.
Mm-hmm.
The Nile River, which is also a huge waterway, 9 bridges just in Cairo alone. 100 bridges have been built along the Yangtze River in China, and so you can take a barge across the Amazon. You can ford the river that way, but you can't cross in a. You can't go over a bridge. I thought that was fascinating, frankly. All right, here's a story of a man in Indiana who got kind of a nice Christmas gift He was rescued from under his wrecked car after being stuck inside of it for 6 days over Christmas. Listen to this. Indiana State Police, it really is, that they responded to a report of a crash on Interstate 94. Two local fishermen were scouting a creek for fishing holes when they saw a vehicle partially submerged in the creek. And so they went over, they decided to look into the car, and they saw that it was occupied by a guy inside. So one of the people touched the occupant thinking that he was dead, and he wasn't. He turned his head and began speaking. So anyway, they were able to rescue this driver, 27-year-old Matthew Rehm. He'd been involved in a car crash and hadn't been able to reach his cell phone to call for help. Good God. Imagine that, huh? Life-threatening injuries of this guy, and he sits in the water.
The car. The car is mangled.
Yeah.
How he survived the crash itself alone 6 days, that is a Christmas miracle.
Yep. Yeah, really is. AI, artificial intelligence, the stuff that we've been talking about, and we will talk more about it on New Year's Day, the technology future, the next year, what is that going to bring? I think that there is, and this comes out, I think, again, CES is next week, and I know it's going to be one of the main themes that we'll hear reports back from Holland Cook on. We'll have reports every day from the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. One of the things that's going to be a major topic is a warning that has been made that artificial intelligence and the evolution that follows it will lead or could lead. I think one group of people say it will lead, another group say it could lead to the extinction event. Kind of scary when you get right down to it, right? There were some things. When it's like it came on to the scene like a big splash, right? Last spring, people started talking about this, academics and public figures. Before that, nobody really talked much about artificial intelligence. But now, the focus at CES is going to be on the risk of extinction from artificial intelligence and the fact that it needs to be a global priority because people, governments, and businesses are not taking it seriously. They're using it because it's good for them financially at the moment without realizing where it goes down the road. And I think that is something that really, I said that at the beginning. This is something that you don't want to mess with because it's very dangerous, very dangerous. So let's see where it goes in the next year. Speaking of where we're going in 60 seconds, we head to Tel Aviv and chat with Uri Geller right after this.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text STAPLE to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text STAPLE to 321-321. That's STAPLE to 321-321.
44 after the hour here on the Good Day program. It's Wednesday. Uri Geller joins us from his home in Tel Aviv in Israel. I said to him, can we do some New Year's resolutions? He says, no, that's too boring. Let's talk about artificial intelligence because that's what I was just talking about. Israel is one of the most technologically advanced countries on the planet. The technology industry is probably the biggest driver in the economy of Israel. Would you agree with that, other than maybe tourism, Uri?
Yes, absolutely. And the reason I wanted to continue the AI conversation is because if you notice, I also emailed you an amazing promo that a friend of mine here, a magician from Brazil, just created for me solely for the spoon chair. If you remember my spoon chair, it's now in the museum. I call it the spoon of games, you know, and it weighs almost half a ton, 6,000 yeah. spoons. But I have another next door neighbor who is an expert in AI. So I said to him, can you create somebody very attractive to sit in the chair? And in no time, this photograph of a beautiful blonde sitting in my spoon chair, and there is no way on earth that you can tell that she's not real. Wow. I will send you a photograph. I think I did already, if you look. But it's incredible how quickly he did that. Not only that, he also asked AI, artificial intelligence, to create a furry carpet under her, you know, under her. So she looked like she's sitting on a medieval chair, and it created it. It's just simply not to be believed what AI can do today. On a flick of a finger, for instance, when I put something on my social media, whether it's Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, or TikTok, I put a hashtag, you know, to make it more readable to people. And mm-hmm. AI comes up with exact hashtags for that posting. Unbelievable, Doug.
Unbelievable.
So,
yeah.
For instance, my last posting was about aliens, and it got close to 4.5 million views. And that's a lot for me, because I'm no Justin Bieber. And so,
in many ways, you're no Justin Bieber.
Yeah, what I wrote is, I just told everyone that I believe that there is an alien mothership lurking in our solar system, and it could be watching us with tiny probes. And this is the Pentagon actually agrees with me. The Pentagon official also suggested that, and this also involves Harvard. So a draft paper by Harvard scientist and the head of the Pentagon UFO office has raised the idea that an alien mothership could be in the solar system sending out tiny probes, and they're dubbed as dandelion seeds, to explore the planets within. This is, you know, this is real. So we might be being watched by tiny probes that a mothership out there sends to learn about us, to understand us better. I also believe that they are kind of stopping us from pressing the nuclear button. So that's my theory. And immediately, hundreds of thousands of views on these on my alien stories.
Well, it's appropriate because you have credibility when it comes to that stuff. You know, people think about lots of different things when they hear Uri Geller's name, spoon bending. I just went to click onto a video of all of the spoons that you have and have collected and where they are in the museum. It's really pretty fascinating, actually. Uri Geller's website is URIGELLER.com, and you can also go sign up to become a member of his island nation at UriGeller.com as well. I talk to you sooner.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable,
he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
From the Abyss. Not one of my faves. Whether that's a surprise to anybody or not. Chuck Curry is here. Movie Moments at 53 past the hour on Good Day. 27th of January. All right, so why are we playing Into the Abyss here, Chucker?
I'll tell you why. It was just released, remastered in 4K. And it was not on Blu-ray. It was hard to get on DVD for like the last 20-something years. It came out in 1989. It was directed by James Cameron, who went on to do Titanic. He did Aliens, Terminator 2. I think one of the most prolific directors of all time. And he's wasted his time with Avatar, in my opinion, over the last decade or so.
Your opinion doesn't mean much to him.
Whatever. But he did The Abyss in 89, which is also on digital, on Amazon Prime, Apple, and a couple other services. And so the reason we play it is because last year I invited about 40 people that I know down to the theater I'm involved in. I bought some food, sort of like a Christmas, New Year's get-together, and we showed The Poseidon Adventure, which you know is my all-time favorite film. So I'm going to do it for the second time this year tonight at 7 o'clock, and we're going to screen The Abyss. And I guarantee, I would say most of them have never seen this film. I think they're in for quite a surprise because I think it's a great movie. So it's Ed Harris and Mary Elizabeth Mastrantonio. Takes place underwater. Very exciting. At the heart of a love story. Good sci-fi. I'm looking forward to it, Doug. That's my story.
So, Ed Harris is one of our best character actors. He seems to be going in a really strange direction, the kind of roles that he's taking on. Now, have you noticed that, or am I the only one?
I saw a trailer where he's a supporting actor in the new Kirsten Stewart movie, and he has really long hair. He's done a lot of diverse work. I think The Abyss is the only time that he's ever starred in what you could consider an action movie. It's almost similar to Gene Hackman. His only starring role in an action film was The Poseidon Adventure back in 72. But Ed Harris is great in The Abyss.
He's a great actor. I don't agree with you on that at all. I think that Hackman's been a lot of action movies.
Not as the lead, I don't think. In a pure action movie, I don't think so.
When you say action,
thriller,
you're
looking
at Cowboys, like Unforgiven. The Unforgiven is an action
star, though,
movie.
But he's not
yes,
the
he
star.
Is.
No, he's no,
one
he's
of the
not.
Stars.
Eastwood is.
Yeah, he is. Well, the two of them are. I think they are. Anyways.
You're debating me to debate me.
I am, right, exactly. All right. Ryan O'Neill died a couple of weeks ago, and he was buried next to Farrah Fawcett in the one of the cemeteries out here, the Memorial Park and Mortuary in Westwood Village, which is, I think, also where Marilyn Monroe is buried. A lot of people are in I mentioned it because I was thinking about all the stuff that they did together in the sort of movies that Ryan O'Neill was in. He had congestive heart failure, and so that was the end of that. But he's really a Hollywood legend in many ways.
Well, early in his career, I mean, you know, Peter Bogdanovich, Paper Moon, which he starred alongside his daughter Tatum. You know, I said to somebody the other day, talking about Ryan O'Neill, his daughter Tatum, when she was a kid, in movies like Paper Moon and The Bad News Bears, which were movies made in the 70s. I think she was as good a child actress as anybody. It didn't materialize because she had a lot of issues, personal life, as an adult. But she was a great actress as a kid, his daughter Tatum. Really, really good.
Yeah, yeah. I think the romance between Ryan O'Neill and Farrah Fawcett.
Well, that kept his name in the limelight.
Yeah, yeah, right.
I agree.
There's a story about the first night they were together. They kissed and they kissed until their lips were bloody.
Really?
Think about that as think about that.
I'll give that thought. I'll let you know what I think about that one tomorrow.
Thank you. All right. What else?
I got an opinion here. I want your opinion on this. Okay. Zack Snyder's Rebel Moon, which is a big budget sci-fi action movie he has on Netflix, just premiered over the weekend. Reviews are not good, but they said 24 million views in a couple days, which is a great number. What does that mean, 24 million views? I think I turned it on for like 9 seconds last night and turned it off.
Well, that's
do I
it.
Count?
Yeah.
Do I count?
Yeah, that does count. And that's
ridiculous
why
standard.
Things are so off kilter, if you will. That's a good point.
Agree.
Glad you made it.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Anjali.
Hi, it's Jennifer Coolidge. I just got an alert for a strange charge on my card.
No problem. We make sure you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases on your Discover card. Let's see. Did you purchase something from a t-shirt cannon store yesterday?
Absolutely not. No, I already have like three.
$0 fraud liability guarantee. It pays to Discover. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard. Limitations apply.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.